A popular Langhorne Creek winery has just opened its new $1.8 million event space. Lake Breeze Wines can now accommodate more than 25 weddings every year, as well as hosting events and music festivals. Joining me now for a chat about the family-owned venture is co-owner and general manager Roger Follett. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Jenny. How are you doing today?
Really well, thank you. And gosh, you must be stoked to have this done. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's come up really well. It's got a few little finishing touches just to finish up. So we've got one last tradie there today and next week to finalise a few bits and pieces. But it's very close. It's come up just how we hoped it would.
Yeah. So can you sort of help us imagine what it looks like? I've seen some pictures and we've got some up on our local news page. But can you describe it for us?
Oh, that's a good point. I guess the brief with the architect, he has done a lot of design for us over the last 10 years from our restaurant and cellar door on, that was to try to drag through probably the warmth of what we already had with corrugated iron on the outside and all the local limestone, which is in it, and the local timbers as well, and that, and flow that through the new function centre. So, you know, from the facade in the front, it's all glass. It takes in the view of the vineyards and the gum trees looking back towards Mount Barker, and then also, like I said, that lovely timber that runs across the front with the corrugated iron. So it's come up beautifully well, actually, as good as we could have ever hoped.
Yeah, so this opens up a lot of opportunities for weddings and other events.
Yeah, it's something which we were branching into a little bit, but we were always a little bit restricted with space and timing of year. Obviously, being a very functional winery as well, we only had so many opportunities to do events and the like. So it was just to have a purpose-built sort of venue which made running them a much simpler, plus also a bit more controllable. And I guess by doing that, we also tried to bring in our old barrel sheet into it. So within the function centre, there's, you know, over 100 barrels in there as well, plus all the timbers and limestones. So we tried to really keep that barrel room feel to the new space.
Oh, great. Are people starting to feel a bit more confident about booking for weddings into the new year?
Yeah, I think you know, we've had people look at the space a little bit over the last 6 months. And obviously, once COVID first came in, it was all very quiet for a while. The phones weren't ringing. But after a couple of months of that, I think people became more confident again, and probably in our own space, once they could see little bits and pieces of how it was coming together, I made them more confident again in booking the space. You know, there are quite a few wedding bookings out to 2022 at the moment. And so it's all looking very positive at the moment. And like I said, I think people are quite confident that, you know, SA is coming good and we can do proper weddings again now.
Roger Follett is with me. He's co-owner and general manager of family-owned Lake Breeze Wines in Langhorne Creek. Now, you've had to, of course, postpone a major festival, hand-picked festival. Is that happening next year?
Well, we hope so. The plan is for early November again next year. Obviously, this year it was just way too problematic. So probably 2 months ago, we decided to, you know, put it off till next year, which was a bit of a shame because it had really got a great following going on. It was a great event for us to hold too for the region as well as ourselves. So, but hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, we're all back into a bit more of a normal world next year and music festivals and the like can go ahead again. I think they are the one event which is the authorities are a little bit worried about, I guess, dancing, having a few drinks and having a good time. But, you know, we're pretty confident that late next year we'll be able to run it again.
When, what month would you be running it in?
November. Now, I should know the date.
Oh, that's okay.
I think it's about November 12, somewhere around there, is the date. So, like I said, we've got some great acts already lined up for it. So all the planning's already going into next year. But like I said, hopefully from the COVID part of it, we'll be good to go again.
And $1.8 million ain't cheap. That's a lot to spend on a business venture. How did you go about funding it?
It'd been a thought process for quite a while to do something. I guess what happened, we'd done the design and then there were some grants going out from the government. So we did get a little bit of money from the government to help, and probably was enough of a grant to for us to say, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. So obviously our own money plus a bit of money from the government, which definitely helped get us over the line to say, you know, let's go ahead and make it happen. But we've always had a long-term view from the wine. It's a family business, so, you know, we might be paying it for a while, but I think it's all good for the brand and good for the region, I think, to have something else down the round that, you know, can run events and, you know, have 160 or so people at a wedding as well.
Absolutely. And I had a wonderful time planning the hen's weekend for my sister, but really enjoyed being in Langhorne Creek and went along to Lake Breeze, and I love some of your drops. And I just was blown away by how gorgeous the area is. It feels like it's a little bit like a bit of a secret still, but do you think people are starting to realise that it's a great spot?
Oh, slowly. I think that's probably always our little Achilles heel, is people don't realise how, you know, beautiful the region is and how great the wines are from all the wineries around, and probably our proximity also from Adelaide, or from over your direction, the bridge. So, you know, from Adelaide, we're 50-odd minutes away. So I think as time goes on, there's more and more people discovering Langhorne Creek, but it's just that ongoing little battle for the region to get more and more people out. But we know, you know, in the last 10 years, the amount of visitors have probably doubled or tripled probably in that time. But, yeah, there's definitely scope to go further. But, yeah, the more people that get out and love it, if they like yourself and spread the word, the better. I think everyone loves when they come down. It's still got some quintessential old world charm to Langhorne Creek, which you probably don't get in some of the other regions, just with us being a little bit smaller.
Absolutely. And you can, you know, nip up to the hills and down to the south coast. It's quite lovely.
You can do that. Yeah, hills are up the road. The coast is down the road the other way. So, you know, we're in the middle of all those different regions where you can, you know, take in all the good parts of the region.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your time today, Roger, and enjoy the new space.
We will. Thanks for having a chat, and come out and have a look.